Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, April the 1st. No joking, today is Election Day in Wisconsin. Only 20% of eligible voters are expected to turn out statewide, but you will be one of them, I'll bet. And for coverage of the statewide issues and races on the ballot today, like the contest for state Supreme Court Justice between Justice Lewis Butler and Judge Mike Gabelman, you can tune to the Ideas Network tonight for an election night special that starts at 9 o'clock. If you want to refresh yourself on the race, you can also check out the Wisconsin Vote website, WisconsinVote.org, your source for election news and information. We include a link to it on our website, WPR.org. Last Friday's We the People debate between the two Supreme Court candidates is posted on the website as well, in case you missed it. Well, we vote today for state and local offices in Wisconsin and voted for president in our primary in February. Pennsylvania voters are gearing up to have their say 3 weeks from today, and the contest between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama is really heating up, with more Democrats, mainly Obama supporters like Chris Dodd and Patrick Leahy on Friday, calling for Hillary Clinton to drop out of the race for the good of the party. We will talk with an election observer in Pennsylvania about this call for Hillary to quit and whether she is damaging the Democratic Party's chances to win in November by fighting on, why she continues to fight despite losing ground in some national polls and after making a couple of high-profile mistakes. We talked with a guest yesterday who was critical of Hillary Clinton, and we heard from a number of you that we haven't had enough Hillary Clinton supporters on the air in recent weeks, so we set out looking for a different perspective. We found one with Frank Farley at Temple University in Pennsylvania. He is one of five faculty members designated to talk to the media on the presidential primary from Temple University. He is not supporting any of the presidential candidates. He's speaking as a scholar and not a supporter of Clinton or Obama or anyone. Frank Farley is a psychologist at Temple University, a guest we have talked with for many years on Wisconsin Public Radio, as he is previously with UW-Madison. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being back with us.
You're welcome.
So Hillary Clinton is losing some ground in national polls, a Gallup poll out yesterday, but she's still got a substantial lead in Pennsylvania, doesn't she?
She does, yes.
Yeah.
It's roughly double digits, but it depends on what poll, but yes, she does lead.
Yeah, so what do you make of these calls, increasing calls, for Hillary Clinton to quit the race?
Well, I don't, you know, all the calls that I'm aware of are coming from Obama supporters, so it's not unpredicted. And I think she should soldier on. You know, one of the key things is to give the electorate options. And there's still a remote chance that she could pull it off at some point. I guess the superdelegates would be particularly influential at the end of the day. But she does lead in Pennsylvania. It's a key state at this stage. So my sense is that, you know, for democracy itself, she should keep going. And, you know, I think that Pennsylvania is exceptionally important. I guess everybody feels that. There's still 10 more states, and I don't think they should be disenfranchised. And so, therefore, I think she should keep going, in a sense, for the sake of small-D democracy.
Yeah. What about, though, isn't there something to be said for the argument that this divisive campaign is hurting the Democratic Party and that the victor of the Democratic race is going to be hurt facing John McCain?
That's possible, yes. But I think that both Obama and Clinton are exceptionally strong candidates. And once the party, once it's decided which will be the candidate of the Democratic Party, I think that there'll be a lot of rallying around. And I think that the negatives for John McCain will become stronger and will in more stark contrast to the positives on the Democratic side. And so I think they still have a very strong chance with either of those two candidates.
Yeah. You don't believe, then, the polls that show roughly 30% of Clinton supporters saying they would vote for John McCain if Barack Obama's the nominee, and on Obama's side, about 20% of Obama supporters saying they would vote for John McCain if Hillary is the nominee?
Well, it's possible, but I kind of doubt it. I think that they will rally around the candidate, and I think the losing candidate of the two will work to get that support behind the winning candidate, and I think that'll have a big impact.
We're talking with Frank Farley, a psychologist at Temple University, about the Democratic race for president, which is hot and heavy in Pennsylvania right now, talking with him about the calls in recent days for Hillary Clinton to quit the race. Hillary says no way, and Frank Farley says she shouldn't quit. Why should she quit? There are still 10 contests to go. What do you say? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, April the 1st. Coming up tonight at 9, it's an election night special, election night coverage with host news director Michael Leland, talking with reporters and other experts to analyze the race for state Supreme Court and the proposed constitutional amendment that would limit the governor's veto power. That's tonight, starting at 9 here on the Ideas Network. We're talking presidential politics this hour with Frank Farley, who is with Temple University, one of five Temple faculty members designated to talk to the media on presidential primary issues. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, talking about the calls for Hillary Clinton to drop out of the race for the good of the Democratic Party. Frank Farley says she should not drop out of the race. And Frank Farley, you also think that Hillary Clinton is not really getting a fair shake from the media?
Oh, I think that's true. You know, there has been some research on that. Not a lot, but there has been some. One study claims that favorable media coverage was about 83% for Obama and about 53% for Clinton. Other people have made, you know, similar claims. Howard Kurtz, who does media coverage for the Washington Post, has also argued that there's been an imbalance of media coverage between the two candidates. And that can be a problem for her, you know, in that if there's all these negatives, how can she get her message out as clearly as she can or wants to? And so, yeah, I think there has been an imbalance.
Yeah. Then there was a lot of media coverage over this statement from Hillary Clinton.
Under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
It clipped off the first word there. That was Hillary Clinton recalling a trip to Bosnia when she was first lady. And then video emerged showing that it wasn't that tense of a situation at that Bosnia airport. And then she retracted what she had said.
You know, I made a mistake in describing it. I have said many times, I have talked about this many times, that we were, you know, very much told by the Secret Service and the military that we were going into a war zone. Obviously. Come on. I say millions of words every week, and there's a lot more, room for error when you're talking as much as I'm talking.
Yeah. So, Frank Farley, is that understandable?
Well, actually, I think it is to some extent. I mean, it was a bad moment for her. Looks bad. Some of the coverage, however, in YouTube was just disgusting, tell you the truth. people, I noted one last night, was saying that both she and her family should be murdered. And this was a response to this whole thing. I mean, it's, you know, people, you know the way it works on the Internet. It people flame and say outrageous things. But this was this hurt her, I think, to some extent. It might be her example of the Reverend Wright issue for Obama, and that hurt him somewhat for a period of time. But I don't think, you know, honestly, it was, what, 12 years ago, and memory is, you know, one of the dominant theories of memory is a generative or constructive and reconstructive theories of memory that, you know, all sorts of experiences pile into your memory and edit it and change it over time. And so it's very hard to get a really veridical or perfect photographic memory of an event, given all of the touch-up that takes place over time due to all the other information that comes in, all the other experiences that you have. And so I think in terms of sort of contemporary memory theory, it's to some extent understandable. She has an incredible life full of all sorts of events and experiences. And, you know, some event in a war zone or a near war zone or a recent war zone, one might feel that there was danger there, and then it gets elaborated and ends up as being incorrect. So I don't think it should be viewed as lethal for her campaign, or that it was a very clearly articulated, deliberate lie. I think the electorate should give her the benefit of the doubt, as I think we have to some extent on Obama's statements that he didn't know about Reverend Wright's extreme positions on things. And so I think we should then move on from this. Yeah.
Mark in New Berlin is with us. Hello, Mark.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First, I guess I'd consider myself a conservative. I usually vote Republican. This year, I voted in the primary for Obama, and if he gets the nomination, I plan on voting him for president. But there is no way that I will vote for Clinton. And although the Democrats may rally around whoever gets elected, maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know how many Democrats really do like Hillary. I can guarantee you that very few independents or conservatives will vote for her. And I think she should get out the sooner the better.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you before I get Frank Farley to comment on your comments, Mark, why would a conservative vote for Barack Obama? He's called the most liberal senator in, you know, the U.S. Senate. Why would a conservative want him?
See, I am a financial conservative, and I don't like what the Republicans have done with the economy. I don't like the Republicans' concern or stance on immigration. And I would like to see somebody that I think can unite the country. I think he's a young, dynamic person. And I honestly think John McCain's too old. I don't want to see someone in office, ending their office, who's almost 80 years old.
Mm-hmm. Frank Crowley?
I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about that. I'm not certain that other conservatives would go along with that at all. My guess is they're going to rally around McCain, more likely. And, sure, conservatives might have, you know, the one thing about Clinton is the incredible baggage coming into this thing. She has so much more baggage from her husband's presidency than Obama has. And so the baggage can drag her down, and a lot of the conservatives who did battle with her husband, you know, will find it just sort of psychologically impossible to support her. So they'll might go with Obama, but I think they would rally around McCain. So I don't think that most conservatives are going to be switching to Obama. Again, as you pointed out, Joy, he's considered one of the most liberal members of the U.S. Senate. Yeah. And I think when the chips are down, very few conservatives are going to go for him.
Thanks, Mark. Linda in Monroe. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Mr. Farley. I agree with you, particularly about the media. Now, I feel, excuse me, that all states should be allowed to vote before this is decided. Now, the media has given Senator Obama more coverage when Hillary was ahead, and now that he's ahead, like Hillary said, they're treating him like he's sitting on a pillow. Now, the Clintons were right about the war in Bosnia when the media couldn't even figure out who the good guys and bad guys were. They straightened out the economy after the first Mr. Bush was in office, and they don't give the Clintons any credit for that. And like the Republicans said, we had surpluses as far as the eye can see, which sounds good to me. And then worst of all, less than half, when a farm wife retires in 2008, she gets only about less than half of what her husband gets for Social Security. And have you heard the media say anything about that? And my last comment is, Chelsea's right when she says that her mother is smarter than her father.
I didn't hear that one, but... Linda says, obviously a Clinton supporter who says all states should be able to vote on this, and you agree, Frank Farley.
Oh, I do, absolutely. And if you just look at identity politics, 51% of America roughly are women. And, if you think along identity lines, and Hillary's candidacy is an historic candidacy, just as Obama's candidacy is an historic candidacy. And actually, you could say the McCain's candidacy is historic. On the three big isms in America, ageism, sexism, and racism, these are all historic candidacies. And therefore, I think it's healthy for the body politic to let this thing play out until the final curtain.
Yeah. And again, you're not speaking as a supporter of any of the presidential candidates, but you've met Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yes. Yeah. When I was president of the American Psychological Association in 1993 and 94, I met with her over health care reform, and I was very impressed. There used to be a joke going around Washington at that time, during the Clinton years, that when Bill got elected president, the Secret Service doubled the security over Hillary because they were worried if Hillary got killed, Bill would become president.
Mm.
And the idea was that Hillary was extremely active in a lot of the policy decisions and ideas and so on. But I was very impressed with her. And actually, I must say, she was warmer than her reputation, at least in our meeting, and was extremely bright. I mean, she had a mind like a steel trap. And so, frankly, I think that either of them will be just simply superlative presidents. It kind of hurts to see people taking such sort of vicious and mean views of one or the other, when we really have two fantastic candidates, that we should rejoice in that alone.
We are talking presidential primary politics with Frank Farley, a psychologist at Temple University in Pennsylvania, the next big stop in the race for president. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Frank Farley says Hillary Clinton should press on and not quit, as many are calling for. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 636 on this Tuesday, April the 1st. Senator Hillary Clinton says she is in the U.S. presidential race to stay. She criticized the Obama supporters like Chris Dodd and Patrick Leahy, who on Friday said Clinton should quit the race. We are talking with a guest who agrees with Hillary Clinton and says she should stay in the race. Frank Farley is a psychologist at Temple University, former president of the American Psychological Association, one of five Temple faculty members designated to talk to the press about the presidential race and the primary coming up in Pennsylvania on April the 22nd. We welcome your thoughts and questions for him. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our next caller who's been waiting is Victor in Milwaukee. Hi, Victor. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Mr. Farley. My mind's been made up from the beginning of all this that I would support Hillary Clinton. And I've also said a few times, even on your program, Joy, that if she doesn't win, I'm throwing my support behind Barack Obama because I admire them both.
Mm-hmm.
She should stay the course, and the Democratic Party should follow its own rules. Don't listen to the media. Don't listen to the spin. Follow the rules, and that's why the rules are put in place. If it comes to that, let the superdelegates decide, and we'll go from there. To me, it's kind of juvenile for certain supporters saying that, well, if Hillary doesn't win, I'm going to support for McCain. If Obama doesn't win, they'll do the same thing. You know, this is the Democratic Party, so we have to grow up and let it work. So I hope she stays the course, and I'm going to continue to support her. And I'm not going to allow the media or the pundits to determine who I vote for.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Farley.
Well, I think that's this terrific wisdom there, Victor. Again, it's the democratic process we're talking about here, not necessarily any particular personalities or individuals. And, you know, I mean, there are already major problems. The Michigan and the Florida situation disenfranchised two whole states. Do we want to disenfranchise 10 other states in this primary season? And so I say no, as does Victor, and let this go forward. And yeah, the media has just been all over this thing, and pundits coming out of the woodwork. And I like the idea of people winnowing and sifting, to use that wonderful University of Wisconsin mm-hmm. phrase, winnowing and sifting the positions and all aspects of this, and then coming to their own conclusion. I think that an interesting thing in this race is that, you know, the candidates on the Democratic side are fairly close to each other. I mean, they really differ on the issues more at the margins. And so I think this it makes it a kind of a psychologically, at least from my biased perspective, it makes it very interesting. It's, I think, a lot of the perception of the electorate is psychological and how you feel about the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than any major differences on the issues. And so this is really, the Democratic primary is sort of boiling down to a kind of psychological contest almost. And who do you feel best about? Who do you trust the most? Affection, feelings. I think Obama's been ahead of Clinton on that front, on the personality, the affection front. And I think Clinton's got work to do there. You know, she has been, I think, working at that to kind of humanize herself to the public more than she had been in the past. But I think this is really a very psychological contest going on here, and it's much less to do with the nitty-gritty of the issues.
Yeah. What about the psychological aspect of that 3 a.m. phone call? Does Hillary Clinton have an edge with that or not?
I don't think so. I think that had a brief blip on the charts, but I don't think that that gained her a whole lot of mileage. You know, I think that it was an interesting ad, I think, but... You know, the emphasis was basically experience, you know, mm-hmm. that she had the experience to take the call mm-hmm. and deal with it decisively. There is an element, I think, in the psychological perceptions between the two of them that she has a kind of harder edge, a bit more aggressive somehow, and that has sort of hurt her to some extent. But if the economy continues to slip and slide as it has been, and we now hear many people talking about the worst recession since World War II, for God's sake. That might help her, the idea being that we need a hard-edged, very tough, kind of aggressive person in the Oval Office to deal with the sliding economy and to take the, mm-hmm. the make the big decisions. And so that might help her here in Pennsylvania, you know, with workers who may be worried about getting laid off and pensioners worried about the safety of their pensions and so on.
Yeah.
So that side of her could help her in an increasing downturn in the economy.
Yeah, is that why Hillary Clinton has a double-digit lead in Pennsylvania over Barack Obama?
I think a little bit of that, yes. you know, she has had stronger support from the working class, blue collar, and also white male voters, and that's a big voting block here in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia is probably lost to her, despite the fact that the mayor of Philadelphia, who is himself black, has supported her. But she probably can't pull off Philadelphia. But the suburbs of Philadelphia are widely considered to be one of the key swing areas for this election. And so all of us are sort of observing what will happen there. And if the economy continues to slide, the economic conservative tilt of the suburbs of Philadelphia may come to help her. They tend to be economic conservatives, but social liberals, and you know, the social liberal side might tilt them toward Obama. But if the economy heads south further than it is now, they may decide to go. To play on their economic conservatism and go more with her.
Next we go to Diana in Walworth. Hi, Diana.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I started with a different comment, and that is, and then I'd like to follow up with something that the your guest just said. I'm a woman Democrat, been a Democrat my whole life, was there during the Vietnam, you know, protests, and I do not, I think, Hillary is who the Republicans have relished to compete against, and I do not feel she's electable. And that's just my personal feeling from, you know, I had a Republican, my brother-in-law is a Republican lobbyist, and 20 years ago they were promoting Hillary, and it was like in the back of my mind, I thought, what the heck are you talking about? But, you know, that's who they want. And if we have equal candidates, I don't believe that, but that's everybody's opinion. That's kind of like the opinion that's being promoted right now. But my other comment is my son is 27. He's an international traveler. He went to State of Wisconsin University in Madison, has been to Africa. He has not been politically involved, but he and a very, I believe, I trust my son, is very much in a supporter of Barack Obama. And so that was my original comments.
Yeah.
That this is kind of, I think, with Hillary and her steel trap mind and her aggressiveness and her needing to be more, I don't know, I guess more soft or whatever. That wasn't the term that was used, but to me, she's just playing a political game right now, and that's my own personal opinion. But I think she lost credibility with me when she was in charge of the health care when her husband was the president, and that just whatever her ability to negotiate and compromise and find a solution back then, if she didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I think right now, the last comment your guest made, which is what I'm going to follow up on, is
I'm sorry, Diana.
It's like tough aggressiveness, and she can't do it. That's not what we need now. We don't need tough aggressiveness. We need a compromising, smart, intellectual person that shows it, and that's what Barack Obama is doing. She's not showing it to me right now.
Let me check our weather forecast, and then I'll get Frank Farley, a psychologist at Temple University, to respond to all of your comments. Don't have time before the weather break to have him have his say on everything you said. And then we have a line for you at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890 as we talk about the race for president, the Democratic race for president in Pennsylvania in particular, as that important primary is coming up there on April the 22nd, and the candidates are spending a lot of time there. And we are also talking about some prominent Democrats, Obama supporters, calling on Hillary Clinton to quit the race. She says no, and our guest says no, too. What do you say? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock, coming up after 7, I'll welcome in two filmmakers to discuss a new documentary that looks at secrecy in the U.S. government. The film Secrecy will be offered during the upcoming Wisconsin Film Festival. And we'll talk about the issue of secrecy coming up after 7. We're talking with Frank Farley. He's a psychologist at Temple University, former president of the American Psychological Association, one of 5 faculty members at Temple University, designated to talk with the press about the presidential primary that's coming up in Pennsylvania on April the 22nd. Frank Farley talking with us about the increasing calls for Hillary Clinton to drop out of the presidential race for the good good of the Democratic Party, according to the Obama supporters who are asking her to drop out. She says no, and our guest says no, too. He says she shouldn't drop out of this race. We welcome your thoughts and questions for him. We heard from Diana in Walworth, who says, well, Hillary is just not electable. Frank Farley, what do you have to say about that?
Well, by the way, that the comment about the 5 people from Temple who are designated to talk to the press, let me just point out that anybody at Temple can talk to the press. It's just that the our media office has listed 5 people as, you know, available to
right, I get
talk
it.
To the media. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we don't know that. She may not be electable. It's entirely possible that that could happen. I'm uncertain about it myself. I think a matchup between her and McCain would certainly be interesting, and I think there's a chance she could prevail. Or the same with Obama against McCain. So I'm not certain it's a foregone conclusion that she is unelectable. She's already done pretty well, and so it's. Diana's comments that were kind of interesting, it reinforced the idea about how psychological this thing is. It's our perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she didn't go into the issues at all. She talked about aggressiveness. We don't need aggressiveness.
We need somebody who compromises, and she didn't like that she didn't get the health care reform done during her husband's presidency.
Yes, and there are problems with the health care reform, no question. But, hopefully she's moved on from that. I think that she has and learned a lot, an enormous amount from that. And she was emphasizing her son in his 20s saying that he supported Obama. And that's the whole age demographics have become, I think, important in this race. And it's, again, the feelings. It's the psychology. I study heroes a great deal, and one of the characteristics that's important if we're going to designate someone our hero is that we have affection toward that person. We feel something positive and good emotionally toward that person. And I think Obama edges Hillary on this point. There is something I would like to say, though, about the whole gender issue. And it doesn't get talked about a whole lot, but I was impressed with something that Kim Campbell said. Now, Kim Campbell is the only woman ever elected Prime Minister of Canada, and therefore she's the only female to head up, you know, a North American government. And she said something the other day. She said that her view is that some voters feel this job, the presidency, is just not for women. And that doesn't get talked a lot about, but what if there may be some deep kind of stereotype. Keep in mind that the electorate, both male and female in America, has been conditioned for hundreds of years to elect only males to the Oval Office. And is there some deep-seated and perhaps unacknowledged gender stereotypes that might be at work, even among some female voters? And so that's an interesting issue, and it was raised by somebody who, you know, we should listen to. She, after all, again, was the only woman to ever head the Canadian government. And that's something that doesn't get talked about too much, whether there is some deep gender issue going on here about who should be in the Oval Office.
Yeah. Let's go to Anne in Decorah next. Hi, Anne.
Hi. Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guest. I have such respect for Senator Clinton and think she would be a great president. I mean, when you stop to think about a democracy, that's where a voter can decide for who you want to be your leader for your country and in the world, and you get your information from where? The media. I think for the younger generation, it's been the internet, and I think that's where Obama's really gotten the waves started. And then you use critical thought and logic to make up your own mind who you think would be the leader. And I think the polls have had way too much influence. I want a smart, tough leader that I think can unite us. And obviously, Hillary's tough, considering everything she's taken. My thought on Obama still goes back to that first foul attack when Joe Biden called him articulate and they made a fuss. When it comes to a leader early on, she also was saying that we need to unite no matter who the candidate is. I have not heard that from the Obama side. So, and then also, when it comes to that Bosnia trip, I didn't see where that first generated. But I wish they'd cover the first trip she made to Iraq, because my memory was she was in Afghanistan and she was going to be coming into Iraq, and it was in the news, and she was going to be there for, I think, the first holiday. And that's when the president made his secret middle-of-the-night trip to Iraq, and I always wondered if he had to beat Hillary there, but I haven't seen any coverage of that. Thank you.
All right. Any comments on that, Dr. Farley?
Well, obviously a Clinton supporter, and and again, it's perceptions, but I think she makes some very good points about how it's very important to think this thing through. This is a very important election. It's so important for the future of America, and it's important for the world's perception of us. And so some of the nastiness is really intolerable almost. And the Internet, of course, we know the Internet can encourage that because there's anonymity. And so people just flame and say terrible things about on the Internet. And that's not helping this discussion, you know. We want to be a beacon of humanity here. And I think this election can either help us or hurt us in that regard. And so far, you know, the fact that on the Democratic side we've got such a diversity of a black man running and a woman running, and then we have on the Republican side a senior citizen running, I think this is wonderful for this country. And let's not devolve into nasty, mean-spiritedness over this thing. Let's stay above that.
Well, we saw Senator Obama bowling in Pennsylvania yesterday in the news, and he only scored a 37. So is that going to help him or hurt him in Pennsylvania?
That was actually pretty cute, I thought. By the way, that does point up a problem in the Pennsylvania election. He has been endorsed by Senator Casey, the junior senator from Pennsylvania, and Casey bears probably the most well-known political name in this state. That's going to help Obama, I think, by the way. It's going to help him with some of those voters that he hasn't been able to get through to, you know, the working class, blue-collar workers, the white males, and so on. So I think that it's going to be a closer race here in Pennsylvania than some people have predicted. And I think one of the key ingredients has been that endorsement. It just came out of the blue, and there it is. And Casey, again, has a very strong name in Pennsylvania, and particularly with the voters that Obama just hasn't been able to get through to.
Carrie in Augusta, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. A quick comment. I am a over 50-year-old white woman. All my life I've been a Democrat. I do believe that Hillary Clinton needs to do the heroic thing and step out of this race now.
I'm sorry, say that again, Carrie.
I believe that Hillary Clinton needs to do the heroic thing and step out of this race now. She doesn't have a chance for the nomination. She's going to do more harm than good at this point, and I do believe she needs to step aside. And I'm saying that as somebody who would like to have a woman president who has done what the last caller said, really conscientiously looked at the candidates and made an educated decision. But now I feel like it's time for her to close up shop and let our nominee, Barack Obama, move forward.
All right. Well, Frank Farley, we end where we began, and what do you say to that?
Well, you know, one of the factors of heroism, I don't think it would be a heroic thing for her to step out, is one of the central ingredients of heroism is courage and strength. And I think that for the good of the electorate, she should have the courage to press on and not disenfranchise 10 states of the Union.
And we appreciate your time. Frank Farley, thanks a lot for being with us. Oh, Frank Farley is a psychologist at Temple University, former president of the American Psychological Association. If you would like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows, you can call the radio store, 1-800-747-7444. We also archive all of our talk shows on our website, so you can listen to them at your convenience. If you're a member, you can download as well. Our website, WPR.org. Coming up tomorrow during this hour, between 6 and 7, we'll talk with a guest who is involved with a new study on the dropout rate in this country and here in Wisconsin, who says that America is at risk of becoming a dropout nation. We'll talk about what can be done about that coming up tomorrow at this time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.